whatever you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find that you, the listener, get to actually control the content on the site. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to tell you what's important, we let you tell us what's important. So go to freetalklive.com. You can submit whatever you want to the website, some link to a news article, YouTube video, something fun, whatever you think is interesting, whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, because it's important that other people like it too, because everybody gets to vote. So you want to talk about a vote that counts? Freetalklive.com. Literally, your vote counts a lot on freetalklive.com. When you go there, click the upcoming stories page, and then you'll be able to see all the fresh content that listeners just like you have submitted to the site, and then you can click plus or minus and vote up or down on each one or whichever ones you want, or just vote for the ones you like if you want to be more positive. Then the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and other listeners as well. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Mike is on the line listening in Virginia Beach to XM's Extreme Talk. And, Mike, you had said just before we went to break, and I appreciate you that you held through, you had said that it's not their fault, referring to the police. You agree with the idea of ending the insane war on drugs, but it's not their fault. Tell me more about that.
Well, I would say, yes, I do agree with that. Get rid of it all. But still, I mean, you can't blame the cops. I mean, for Christ's sake, I mean, they're just enforcing the policies. I mean, you guys make it seem like the cops are, you know, evil. They're the devil. I mean,
I hope I don't make that. I hope I don't sound that way.
About all the great things they do.
Yeah, I sometimes I wonder when somebody goes, look, they send people all the time to jail for doing one bad thing, right? So, I mean, and people tend to lump other folks in as a group. I get it. And certainly not every cop out there is doing the wrong stuff. But what my big concern is that you and I are judged by a different standard than what police tend to be judged by. And I made a point early in the show that maybe you didn't get to hear was that generally when police are accused of something, they're exonerated. And generally when the public is arrested and accused for something, they go to jail. There is fewer than 0.25%. That's one out of every 400 people. Fewer than one out of every 400 people gets found not guilty at trial.
Well, I would say this. I mean, you know, the average cop, I mean, goes to and fro and takes care of business, arresting this person for this crime or that crime. But the cops and the police themselves, I mean, you know, it's not their concerns. You know, you guys said earlier that, I mean, you guys grouped the cops with, you compare them against, how was you guys said that? Can't really remember, but...
The Nuremberg trials?
Yes. That's ridiculous, don't you think?
Was it not their fault in Nuremberg?
I didn't actually compare to the Nuremberg trials. What I said was, in Nuremberg, that we were just following orders wasn't a valid excuse then, and I don't think it's a valid excuse now. Do you think that it was a valid excuse for the people for the Nazis killing the Jews, the low-level guy, the private? Do you think it was okay for him to kill Jews just because he was following orders?
No, of course not. But I mean,
okay.
Apples and oranges.
No,
I'm not
sir.
Sure I do. I'm talking little apples and big apples is actually what I believe I'm talking here. And I want you to explain to me why it is different for, you know, the Nazi to say, oh, I was just following orders and it be not okay. And it's okay for the cop to say, I'm just following orders and it is okay. Is it just the severity of the crime?
No, I think we should give the police a little credit. I mean, we can't say that they don't deserve any more credit than a construction worker. I mean, the police are out
why
there.
Why is that? Now you're addressing another issue. Before you go on, you're addressing another issue. I want to bring everybody up to speed. What you're saying is that the top 10 most dangerous jobs in America, police are at the 10th, and they're less than a fifth as dangerous as fishermen.
You know, it's not that simple. What it is this. It's what they do. It's not that they're fishing, and that's great. They bring great fish to the table. It's that they are out there protecting and serving us. They are doing the hard jobs that keep us safe.
I don't quite get this.
Threatened by them, though. They're the ones putting my friends, my peaceful friends, in jail. They're the ones threatening my safety and my freedom. They're the biggest threat to freedom that I can see, sir. So I don't believe that at all for a moment. Do you work for the police?
No, I don't. But I'll tell you this. I mean, you know, if we're talking marijuana, that's a terrible thing to arrest someone for smoking weed. I have to say.
Great. I'm glad we're on board with that point. There's one thing you said earlier I wanted to address. Mark, you've been kind of jumping in on this, and I wanted to make sure we talked about the idea of the police being evil, because I did not suggest that, and I don't want to suggest that. I said earlier that I think it's great when they actually go after real criminals who harm others, and it sounds like we agree on that point, because you definitely are against, you know, this war on marijuana, so we agree that far. So I think they're doing the right thing. I think they're doing the right thing in that circumstance. And I don't think that they're evil, but what I think they're doing in a lot of the cases is committing evil in the auspices or under the auspices of doing good. Because you can't hire somebody for a job and tell them, hey, you're going to be evil in this job. And that's not an attractive thing. People want to feel like they're doing good. They want to feel like they're helping. They want to feel like they're, you know, doing something that people want them to do and that it's acceptable and good. So they're being told that, you know, drugs are bad and that, you know, the drug
war. Even though you did drugs, son. It's okay.
Right, that the drug war is a good thing.
And
it's fine.
Our presidents did drugs.
Right, and you can drink, of course, all you want. But, you know, they're being told this story about how drugs are bad, so they believe it's good to do what they're doing. When, in point of fact, what they are doing is ruining people's lives. They're destroying personal freedom, and they're, you know, crapping all over the Constitution at the same time. So what they are doing is evil in those instances. And I just want that to stop, and it sounds like you agree with me. So, you know, I don't want to make it sound like they are evil personally. I think they believe they're doing the right thing. Is that clear?
That is clear, but I would say this. You can't compare cops with someone bringing in the fishing reels here. I mean, these
why is that? I just don't get that. I mean, they're just doing a job.
I'll tell you why. It's because these people are out there protecting and serving us.
They don't serve me. Stop saying that. They don't serve me. You go out and order a cop to do something, and I will find out whether or not he serves you. Because he doesn't serve you. He serves the government.
Look, you can't pick and choose. Just because you don't like them arresting you for smoking weed.
They haven't arrested me for smoking weed. I don't smoke weed.
Well, I'm
they don't. I agree with Mark. They're not serving the people. They're taking from the people.
Right.
They're ticketing
they'll
people.
They'll arrest you for receiving stolen property, but they'll take a paycheck that comes from people that are threatened and you know, being kicked out of their houses if they don't pay.
Well, hey, look. Next time you're in trouble and you dial 911, I mean,
you're a sucker if you dial 911 and you're in trouble.
But look, I'm a firefighter.
Hold on. And hope that someone shows up.
I'm a firefighter, and I'm telling you, we don't make any guarantees that we put your house fire out.
Well, and that's good that you don't. But you know what? The cops that show up, they don't guarantee that they'll get there before the murder. But
that's
you know
right.
What? At least they're there trying to get there.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes they're not.
Or sometimes they're running around giving people tickets while murderers are, you know, some murder has been committed.
I'm sure I'm a cop. I'm just waiting on the phone call. Oh, I have a murder. Oh, well, hold on. I got to hold off for the speeding ticket.
Right. They obviously don't do that. But you do understand that the police chiefs do allocate, they do allocate law enforcement officers away from violent crimes and towards crimes that generate money, like marijuana.
Like speeding tickets. And if the police were actually serving and protecting people, they wouldn't be going out arresting peaceful people who have not harmed anyone. So I'm sorry, you can't have to...
We're not talking about the individual cop that shows up here. We're talking about they're enforcing the laws here. We're talking about a cop that gets a call, and the cop got the call to go to a murder versus a speeding ticket. Come on.
Yeah, they probably would go to the murder. No doubt. No doubt. I agree with you that they probably would go.
But the fact is, Mike, there's no doubt we agree on that point. But the fact is, there are police officers whose sole job it is to do traffic enforcement. Look in New York City, for instance. They have a whole traffic department there. They have police officers whose sole job it is to do drug enforcement. That's not to say they couldn't be called in on a homicide or, you know, manhunt or something like that. But they're out there revenue enforcing. They're out there raising funds for the state. And that's not serving me. That's serving the state. You know, you can either look at it as the way it is, or you can live in a fantasy land, Mike. And thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. And the fantasy is that they're out there to somehow protect you and keep you safe. But if they don't protect you and keep you safe, they're not obligated to. You can't hold them accountable for it.
The Supreme Court says.
Over and over again, the Supreme Court has said that. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy various features, including archives. Click, download, they're yours. You don't have to jump through any hoops. There's no mandatory advertising you have to sit through to wait till you can download something. You just go and enjoy it at freetalklive.com. And the archives go all the way back to late 2006. In fact, if you want, you can get the last 7 days worth right at the top of the site, or click into our archive section on the site and get them there, or you can go to our SoundCloud page, which you can link to on the left-hand side of the site under Listen and Share. You'll find the SoundCloud link there, and then when you go there, it makes it really easy to share each episode of the program, as well as mark your Edgington Post product is also there. You can click the Share button and easily share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or whatever other social network that you prefer, maybe your WordPress blog. Makes it really easy to share, and it's important for us. It's important when you share Free Talk Live because it introduces new people to this program and thereby the ideas of freedom. So once again, go to freetalklive.com, grab some archives as we continue here with your thoughts. Although I think it's important to insert a quick comment about our last caller, the guy who said, it's not their fault. He was talking about the police, and we really didn't, we kind of ended up getting distracted with some of the other things he was saying, and I thought it was, I think it's important to really kind of focus on that idea.
Right, I think what he was saying was, you know, if I could condense it, is that we are saved by the concept of police, that because police are out there, criminals are less likely to commit crimes, and this may very well be a true statement. It's difficult, though, however, to create a control group. There isn't a situation where police agencies compete for our business and we're able to see innovations in policing as a result. Because often when you have monopolies, and police agencies are basically monopolies, you find that there's a lack of innovation, there's a lack of accountability, there's a lack of customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's what's going on in policing agencies, but it seems like the customer service part is way, way down on the list.
Yeah, for sure.
But the, you know, accountability seems to be low down on the list. We don't know about innovation, but you know, there's no competition because I can't open up, you know, Mark's policing agency in town.
Because, no, you'd become a competing criminal gang.
Well, you know, as soon as I did something like pretending I have arrest powers, then you know, you'd have a big old problem. So you've got this agency that gets, you know, mandatory funding, and they have you know, they have different rights than the rest of us. So you don't have competition in the area of protection. There are lots of protection services out there, like security guards. But this gentleman was saying that we should stand in reverence for the parade of police officers when they're killed, but not fishermen, because police officers are different, because they protect us. But he didn't say anything about security guards, whose job it is to protect people.
The fishermen feed us. I mean, that's pretty darn important, too.
Yeah, there'd be nothing. Well, you know, they just feed us fish, though. We could eat other things.
I see that.
I guess is the idea.
Well, anyway.
But by the way, farmers are on the list of most dangerous jobs, too. And by the way, and my favorite Americans, truckers, are on the list because they move the fish and the stuff around. Hey, I'll tell you what. There wouldn't be any civilization without truckers and people that, you know, drove conveyances from one place to another, whether they're railroad engineers or, you know, stagecoach drivers or whatever they might be.
And the idea that it's not the cops' fault what they do? Whoa. You want to talk about a disempowering statement. It's not their fault. Yet it was the fault of the SS officers and the Nazis for killing the Jews. They were at fault, according to our caller. But the police officers today, it's not their fault for enforcing bad laws like the war on drugs, even though the caller thought the war on drugs was a bad thing, or at least the war on pot was a bad thing. It's not their fault. Excuse me, when you take a job, whatever that job is, whether it's police officer, fisherman, farmer, whatever, and you're taking orders from somebody, some boss, it's always your fault what you do. Because you chose to take the order in the first place. You could always say no. You could always say, I quit. If you say no and they say, well, you have to, you could always say, well, no, I don't. I own me, and I'm not going to do that because it's wrong. You always have that choice. And to give that up, to say that it's not your fault or not somebody's fault what they've chosen to do, and if they've chosen to follow the orders of somebody without question, that's the choice they made too. And they can rescind that choice at any moment. So please don't give me that. That's nonsense. You always can choose, and you choose at every moment. Let's go to the phones, though. Let's talk to Ron, listening to KFNA in Abilene, Texas, on the FM band. Hey, Ron. Ron in Texas. Going once. Ron in Texas. Going twice. We'll try putting him on hold. Maybe he'll come back. See, he might have fallen asleep or something. Let's go to, he's been holding for like half an hour. Let's talk to Jack, listening to Flint, Michigan's WCK. Hey, Jack.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
All I can say to the previous caller is I would direct him to a group. I think it's called Escape. chiefharassment.com. They have a Thursday night seminar on the phone that people could call into and just listen in. Cops are revenue agents, man. They're enforcing the statutory code rules and regs, contracts that aren't actually valid because they're never consummated with informed consent on the part of, you know, the contracting party in the public. But Sherry Lee Jackson brought up in an interview a fellow out of Missouri who could be described as a sort of a modern day remnant of the Black Regiment, which was the Minutemen preachers who actually participated in the Revolutionary War actively. His name is Peter Kershaw, and she brought up his book In Caesar's Grip. In Caesar's Grip, and what he describes is the fact that instead of having a 501c3, a corporate government designation, churches should have been informed, should have been given the opportunity with informed consent to simply proceed with the 508c1 designation, which indemnifies them.
You're killing me here, man. The 501c3 what?
The 501c3 is a nonprofit status, right? What's the 508 one?
The 508c1 of the Internal Revenue Code mandates that all ministries and churches are tax exempt. And they retain their First Amendment free speech rights.
So why would they go with the 501c3?
Good question. Like the previous caller was saying, you know, trust, in essence, what he was, what shall we say, superficially or indirectly inferring is that experts should and can be trusted. So the church people adhered to the advice of the CPAs and the tax attorneys who told them, okay, you know, you need to be 501c3. They never informed them of 508c1.
And you know, if I were a church, I wouldn't want to file anything with the government. And I thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I do understand the concerns that people have about the churches being 501c3. It basically means that they can't take positions on issues, right? Like they can't advocate.
They wouldn't be able to.
Political choices. They can't advocate voting for somebody.
Sure. And obviously voting is a moral, an activity that has to do with morality. So why wouldn't people talk about it in churches?
You take control. 855-450-FREE. Free 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we give to you there. And by the way, those features include our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com to get access to our live streams, as well as the podcast and the software you'll need to listen to those streams over at n.freetalklive.com, all free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands at the lowest prices. You want the name brands because that way you know you're getting quality item. And you want the lowest prices because, well, who doesn't want lower prices? They've got knives, ammunition. Everybody wants ammunition right now. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything that the outdoors enthusiast needs, and they have them at the lowest prices. Go check. Do some comparison shopping on your own. I certainly have. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and with the coupon code FTL, you can get an additional 5% off. That ought to cover shipping. It's coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com.
To the phones, to the fun. Mike listening in Madison, Wisconsin to The Mike, WXXM 92.1.
Spell different.
Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I had a couple things. First, I agree 100% on the legalization of marijuana.
How about the rest of the drugs?
Medical. I think that... I would say yeah, but maybe just a small fine or whatever. But I kind of think too. I think. think the problem would work itself out. It would end the war on drugs, and it would create an atmosphere where if people did go overboard, that they could get help.
Absolutely.
Some people are.
They're going to go overboard.
Are, habitual.
Yep.
No, habitual.
Yep.
And whatever they do. Okay, so that set aside. You guys said that, or one of you said that you thought that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party were one and the same or similar.
Yeah, very similar.
I have to totally disagree with you because I believe the values that the Democratic Party or the left, the liberals, are more toward libertarian. I don't know why libertarians decided to jump on the Republican bandwagon because the left has got more liberals, more progressives, more people that are for more freedoms, for personal freedoms.
Mike, I agree with you. I think that liberals are definitely, in my experience, are easier to open to the ideas of liberty, the ideas of freedom. I agree with that. We were talking about political parties, Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, and the parties, they have to deal with the same problems at the top. And how they deal with it, they're going after two different, totally different sets of goals. The party on the right wants to cater to the billionaires and millionaires, and that's basically what they've done, and they've ruined that party.
I'm pretty sure that the Democrats take money from Goldman Sachs and those
money,
other guys,
they
too.
They take money because they have to. But when you look at George Soros, what does he do? He tries to do humanitarian things. When you look at the people on the right, Adelson, the Koch brothers, they're basically in it for their own gain. When Obama's trying to create a healthcare system that will benefit everybody because the healthcare system is broke, even though this one isn't perfect, I agree that universal healthcare should be.
Hold on. We haven't said anything about that. We haven't said anything about that here. The government program that you're talking about is going to benefit the insurance companies for a little while at least by forcing people to do business with them.
But it also cuts down the profit and makes the. It takes a profit motive.
Well, right. It's going to end up putting those insurance companies out of business in the long run, and the government's going to take it over completely. And if you think the government is great at delivering the mail, then you're going to love it when they take care of your health care.
I think that the government has done a good job. And when you talk about the mail, the only reason they're in trouble now is because the Republican Party has passed a bill to make them fund their health insurance or their retirement 75 years in advance, which no other company does that. And that's just another corporate takeover.
They've been in trouble for years.
Yeah, just take a look at the way they deliver.
And you know why?
Because
the regulations. The Republicans will keep them from raising and innovating. Right now, they could be selling bonds.
Here's what they should be doing. They shouldn't be a government agency anymore. I mean,
actually, since people do vote through the mail, you know, I think the whole state of Washington votes through the mail. Do you want to put that in the hands of a private industry that wants to take over? No, I don't think so.
Absolutely. I think the private industry will do everything better. Look, the fact is that you're filibustering.
Mike, I'd love to have a conversation with you, but you just keep talking.
You're filibustering, okay? The fact is that most voting is in the hands of private companies when you look at Diebold and that kind of thing.
Oh, right. I agree. That needs to be fixed, too.
So when you're talking about
a system to where we get a receipt when we vote and we can check it online.
Well, we should have a system where your vote is, of so little import that, it doesn't matter because these people in government, when they consolidate power and they use it for evil, which is, we've got a lot of evidence that that's what they do.
We should have a per vote to get rid of the Electoral College and what each vote counts.
Like both the Republican and Democratic parties are the same. They both seek power. They both want to control you. They both want to tell you how to live your life. They both want to warmonger. They both want to kill people. They both want to kill people all around the world. They both do the very same things. Barack Obama, Mike, Barack Obama is George Bush III.
No, he's ended one war, and by 14, he'll be out of the other.
Mike, this is my favorite topic. I'm about as anti-war as they come. Barack Obama's military was kicked the F out of Iraq. They said that they were going to hold the military people responsible for their actions. God knows we wouldn't want government bureaucrats held responsible for their actions, so Barack Obama pulled them out.
I put Mike on hold. He's back now, though. Go ahead, Mike.
I said that if he would follow the if he had followed the what the Republican warmongers on the right wanted to do, we would still be in there.
Yeah, look, I don't know which party is more pro-war and which one's less. The Democrats certainly have attempted to cloak themselves in the.
When you
he doesn't
at,
want to let you finish
the
sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm telling you, man, the United States military is out of Iraq. Barack Obama wanted to keep them in there. The United States military is out of Iraq because Iraq kicked them out.
Barack Obama jumped down.
Yeah, well, I'm telling
you. So he's going to get credit for it.
Nobody, no anti-war person worth their salt is going to support Barack Obama.
If he wanted to have stayed in there, we would have stayed in there.
Mike, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I can't take it anymore. Yeah. Look,
so here's what happens. Here's the play. I'm gonna predict the future for you. If Mitt Romney gets into the White House, then suddenly the Democrats will be all anti-war again.
Mm-hmm.
If Barack Obama stays in the White House, then you can believe the Republicans are going to stay all small government again. When they get in power, when they get their guy into the driver's seat, they forget about this small government and this peace stuff on either side. This is the lie they tell. Stop believing their lies. Look, you can pick whichever crap sandwich you want on election day, and I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. But when you sit there munching on that crap sandwich saying, this is good crap, then you're a fool.
I had a Obama campaigner come by. She was looking to talk to Julia, and she wasn't here, so I talked to her for a short bit, and she was, of course, trying to promote Barack Obama, and I said, well, you know, he didn't really do what he said he was going to do. He didn't shut down Guantanamo Bay, and he's continuing the war.
The transparency, this was huge. Barack Obama ran on transparency. Remember how, you know, each bill was going to be up on the Internet so that we could all read them, and, you know, this is the least transparent administration that we've had in our lifetimes. Barack Obama's going after whistleblower after whistleblower after whistleblower. Bradley Manning sitting in a cell for releasing information on releasing the collateral murder video.
Yeah, all the lady had to say in response was, well, it's complicated and he had to
He's
do
better
da,
than
da,
Romney.
Da. Yeah.
Look, I'm just sick and tired of you guys comparing crap sandwiches and saying, this sandwich has a little more crap on it than this sandwich. Look at the crap's oozing down. No, I'm sick and tired of this.
Right. This is a hard crap versus a soft one.
Right.
Let's go to Daryl, listening on the road in Buffalo to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring attention to, you made a remark earlier about a monopoly.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've been a trucker for years. There is a monopoly going on in our United States Department of Transportation, the truck police out here.
I want you to tell me
about that.
Hang on, Daryl. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want. Remaining moments of the live Saturday edition here on this Labor Day weekend. We're here live today and tomorrow and Labor Day as well. So if you want live radio content, this is the place you get it seven nights per week. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And on as many holidays as we can possibly make it happen. So we'll do it for you.
It's true.
All right. FreeTalkLive.com. Features are free. Like the show. You want to help support us, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's $3 a month. Now, remember, you get everything on the site for free. So this is if you really appreciate the work that we're doing here on Free Talk Live in spreading the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible, and you want to help us do that, that's what that $3 can do. It can get us on more radio stations across the country. In fact, we're supposed to be on a brand new station in Florida this weekend, and I always wait until I can confirm that, you know, there wasn't some crazy mishap with the satellite to before I say hello officially to the station, but I'm excited. It's a station where we kind of get a personal connection. The old general manager of our station's in South Florida.
Big Jim Davis.
Yep, that's right.
Got me into the radio business.
Yep, so it's kind of cool. We'll look forward to announcing them officially hopefully sometime next week, but they're coming on board. New stations are coming on board because of the Free Talk Live AMP program, which is a $3 a month thing. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP only forum and more. But it really, the most important part is it helps us a lot by allowing us to market the show more effectively to the radio industry. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. So we go back to Daryl listening on the road to XM's Extreme Talk. And Daryl, you're going to tell us as a professional driver about the DOT.
They are beginning to be a royal pain in the rear.
Just now? Gosh, I've heard they've been pains in the rears for a long time.
They have, but it's done gotten worse over the past several 4 or 5 years. I mean, you can be riding down the road, minding your business. All of a sudden, you got a SUV with red and blue lights behind you. You're perfectly legal because now they basically mandated that everybody get these electronic logs. So there's no way that you can run illegal and not know it. But they will pull you over if you're not doing anything wrong. I mean, I think it's just a... I don't really know what to call it anymore. It's just like they're just
fishing trip.
Out. Excuse me?
Fishing trip?
Yes, that is exactly it. And they start, and I mean, I've seen some guys. I've been a very fortunate one for all the years that I've been out here. I've never been involved in a chargeable accident or really get any major tickets or anything. I've basically watched my back.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of guys out here, and I will see these new guys especially, they get picked on because they don't know the rules.
Sure.
And they basically will take a brand new truck, and they will find something wrong with it. And it can be something very minute, like a hanger on an airline not being in the right position. But they'll tell you, okay, you've got to get that fixed. You got to call certified service to come out and do it, someone who has a mechanics degree or whatever they call it. And they will not let you fix something that simple, but then they want to shut you down, put you out of service, and it's like they are digging for so much money nowadays. It's like, I don't know when the end is going to ever happen. I mean, with the price of diesel fuel.
Right. All they're doing is basically driving. It's a tax on on the consumer level because, you know, there's still going to be people driving trucks no matter how difficult and onerous they make it do because they're just going to have to increase the pay. And they make it difficult on the single guy because, you know, obviously the big businesses have the money to, you know, the big businesses are sitting there on the side of the road. They've got the lawyers to fight this kind of thing. So, I mean, they're just putting this as basically a tax on the consumer level because everybody gets it's just about everything they buy via truck.
That's correct. And then that brings in another total subject right there. I mean, everybody worries about gas prices, but nobody ever gripes about diesel prices. And there are surcharges that are being charged on every single item that you purchase in a store now just because of the price of diesel fuel.
Yep, sure.
And it's like a lot of people should be paying a lot more attention to what that diesel fuel price is because they're going to charge it, and we've got to pay it.
Absolutely, and that's pretty much why they screw you guys over, because they know that you guys, you know, you've got to do what you've got to do. I mean, you can always quit the business, but otherwise, you've got to get from point A to point B.
Somebody's going to drive your truck to whether you quit or not.
Yeah, right. You've got to get to point A to point B. You've got to get that load there, and it's got to be on time, and they know that they can screw you as hard as they want to and extract as much cash as they possibly can. That they, you know, if they extract too much, then, you know, then enough people are going to give up, or there's going to be
the government always creeps and it always grows.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, they know that you're going to give it up. They know you've got the money.
Well, that's like all these new numbers that they come out about, all these crash data reports, and now they've got a new system called CSA, which is a safety point. Commercial Safety Alliance. It's another department that the government has formed, and they rack millions and millions of dollars off of it, and they're just making it harder and harder to get good quality drivers to actually stay in this business.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I've been doing this since 1981. I'm about to the point where I'm like, you know what? Screw this.
I heard you. Daryl, thanks. I just want to say thank you, man, for all your service. I appreciate it. And as long as you've been on the road, man, that's a lot of miles.
Yes,
and
it
I thank
is.
You. Thanks for the call tonight.
Have a good
Be
night.
Safe out there. 855-450-FREE. Shane is also on the road listening to XM's Extreme Talk, driving through New Kentucky. Hey, Shane, you're on the air.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I just want to call and comment on all the callers tonight. That I guess the same thing. They want to put the police on a pedestal for the good things that they do. You know, they find the little girls being kidnapped or whatever, you know, and I guess everybody would agree, you know, that's something great, you know.
Yeah.
Thank the police for that.
Sure.
But okay. Is there not a double standard? What about this guy Sandusky, the college football coach that molested all the boys? Well, didn't he have some type of huge charitable organization that helped all these kids? So we should forget about all the kids that all the bad stuff he did. And
right.
So he raised millions of dollars. I'm not exactly sure what the organization did or whatever, but
sure.
I know that he was supposed to have raised millions of dollars for some.
Great point. Just ignore all the negatives and focus on all the good things that they do. And while I agree that people should be praised for the good things they do, they should also be held accountable for the things that that they did wrong. And that's a great point, Shane.
Right. It's like, you know, all these people call in. They seem like they're in law enforcement or close to some law enforcement. And they all talk about, well, you know, they're just and they don't make the laws, they just have to enforce them. Well, you know, let's apply that same logic to another profession, maybe trucking. You know, I'm not a Jew or a Muslim or something, but let's just say I was.
and somebody wanted me to haul a load of pork, and that's against my, you know, beliefs, which it's not, but I don't have to do that. I can say, no, I'm not going to do that. They're just actually, they're just following orders, you know, and,
it's cowardly.
It's just a cop out, you know, just like the last caller said, you know, that they beat up us all the time out here, you know, you got a light out, you know, they're coming around to you and, you know, they're writing you a $300 ticket for having a headlight out, you know, and saying, well, didn't you do a pre-trip this morning? I said, well, yeah, yes, sir, I did, you know. But I'm just trying to, I got four kids, man. I'm just trying to feed my family, you know, just the same as he is. But,
if
he feeds his family, it's taxing, and, you know, it's feeding a criminal organization. So
absolutely, brother. I appreciate the call tonight, Shane. Thank you for making it. Drive safe out there.
Yeah, and appreciate the drive in it too. The fact is, you know, when you've got 100 lights on your truck, you could do a pre-trip check, but that doesn't, I mean, you know, that's 100 lights that can go out. A light's going to go out every single time. You know, lights go out. And sorry, if you got 100 lights and they're mandated to have a lot of these lights, well, then one of them goes out. They really will get you for one light being out if you're a trucker.
Barry's on the line listening to XM's Extreme Talk in Idaho. Hey, Barry.
Hey, I called you last night. You were talking about a guy who stole a couple of candy bars, and he thought he was given a pretty extreme sentence for doing that.
Yeah, that's right. He was sentenced to something like 180 days in jail.
Yeah, and you guys thought that was excessive, and you know, maybe so, but, you know, do we sentence people for the amount or the crime? I mean, let me give you an example. I mean, what if you stole a car and it was a piece of junk or it was a really high-priced vehicle? Should you get a different sentence because it was a cheap car or a high-priced car?
I think the sentence should have to do with what is stolen, and I think specifically it should have to do with restituting the victim. The victim should be the ones that are made whole. Sitting in a jail cell doesn't restitute anybody. It just costs us.
Okay, well, look, suppose I go out and rob a bank, and I go in the bank, and it's like I get $2. Or I go in the bank and I get $1 million. Should I get a different sentence because of that, or should
I think that there's a difference. When you're talking about bank robbing, you're usually talking about having a weapon.
And threatening someone.
That means you're threatening someone's life. So whether you threaten their life over $2 or threaten their life over $1 million, it's still my life is more valuable to me than $1 million.
Barry, wish we had more time for you. You can call tomorrow night if you'd like. We'll be here same time, same place, 7 to 10 Eastern time. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there on this Labor Day weekend.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.